Hello, everyone. Welcome to another Word for Today with Ray. Just so grateful to have you with me again today. And as always, it's just a joy to know that there are people out there, whether listening right away or listening at some time in the future, who are gaining the Word of God. You're sowing it into your heart and life, and God will use it to change you. I promise the seed of His Word, it reproduces and you become more and more like Him. We always go to prayer, and this is the reason. We want our hearts to be set so that God can sow into fertile ground His Word. So let's pray today and ask Him to intervene in our lives, to interrupt our lives. And so let's pray together. Heavenly Father, that's what we want. We want You to intervene in our lives, to interrupt our lives, to put suggestions and ideas in our lives that are like what You want for our lives. Lord, we've lived according to the world so long. And Lord, we want to live according to Your ways. And Lord, we know that as we open our hearts and minds and our eyes and our ears, and that You help us to do that, that we can receive Your Word, and Your Word will bear great fruit. That's what we desire, Lord. We desire to bear fruit, that You can come along and pick it off us and enjoy and have pleasure from it. We bless You today, and we thank You for Your Word, and we do so in Jesus' name. Amen. The title to today's lesson is Work Out Your Own Salvation. It's taken from the book of Philippians chapter 2 and verse 12. As Paul the Apostle continued his words to the church in Philippi, he gave them Jesus Christ as an example of humility and encouraged them to esteem others better than themselves. Because Jesus humbled Himself to become as a servant to man and was obedient unto death, even the death of the cross, God gave Him a name that was above every name and exalted Him so that every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. In chapter 2 and verse 12 of the letter to the Philippians, Paul the Apostle shares how the Philippians and we should respond to Jesus' exaltation, where he wrote, "Wherefore, my beloved, as you have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now much more in my absence, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling." The verse begins, "Wherefore, my beloved, as you have always obeyed." Paul begins this verse with the word "wherefore." And as we have learned in the past, when we see a "wherefore" in the Bible, we should look immediately before it to discover what the "wherefore" is there for. In this case, the "wherefore" is a conclusion made by Paul because God exalted the name of Jesus. He noted their closeness to Him with the word "brethren," and then encouraged the Philippians by noting their past behavior. "You've always obeyed." In other words, they listened to, complied with, and hearkened to the directions and instructions Paul gave to them previously. The verse goes on to say, "not as in my presence only, but now much more in my absence." Paul then notes their continual obedience to his words, "not as in my presence," which is while Paul was among them, but also much more in my absence, or when Paul was not around them. It's one thing for a person or group of people to obey instructions when their overseer is with them. It's quite another when they obey when no one is around. Paul knew the behavior of the Philippians was no different whether he was present with them or absent from them. Finally, the verse says, "work out your own salvation with fear and trembling." Since the Philippians were known for their continual obedience, Paul gives them this further instruction, "work out," which means to perform, accomplish, achieve, bring about, result in your own salvation, which carries the idea of deliverance, preservation, and safety. Let us notice that it does not say "work for," but rather "work out," which means to work it out of you. Their salvation was within them, and it was made possible by their belief, trust, and reliance upon the sacrifice of Jesus Christ. They were now to work that salvation out so that it would be manifested to the world. And they were to conduct themselves with an attitude of fear and trembling, which means quaking with fear, and is used to describe the anxiety of one who distrusts his ability completely to meet all the requirements, but religiously does his utmost to fulfill his duty. As the church members in Philippi would work out their salvation, the world around them would be affected as well. Have we stopped to wonder if we work out our own salvation with fear and trembling? Are our lives conducted in such a manner that others around us know that we have a relationship with Jesus Christ? If we were to be put on trial for being a Christian, would there be enough evidence to convict us? As we ponder Paul's instructions to the Philippians, perhaps we would do well to examine ourselves and to discover whether we obey authorities, whether they are present with us or not. And as we live our lives, may we learn to manage ourselves before others so they know we have respect and awe toward God. Next time, Paul tells the Philippians some wonderful traits about God. So read ahead and we shall join together then. Until tomorrow, there is more. And may the Lord bless you and keep you. May He make His face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up His countenance upon you and give you peace as you continue to study His word in Jesus' name.